My, my. This is even fancier than your old room. You really spare no expense when it comes to your own comfort, don't you? Shh. Don't scream. Don't yell. Don't make a sound. If you do, you won't like what happens to you. I should warn you that I'm not feeling quite as patient as I usually do. It's taken me a very long time to find out where you moved to. That's time that we could have spent together. And when I think of all that wasted time, I get very frustrated. Why? Why did you have to move so far away? Were you really so frightened by everything that happened that you had to run halfway across the country? Shh. I told you to be quiet. I'm trying very, very hard to stay calm so that we don't spoil this moment, but you're making it so hard for me. So strange that you always make me so angry. When you're on camera, you always try to make your fans happy. I always love that about you. Your performances are always so light and carefree. And yet, when I think of you, and especially when I talk to you, I can just feel my insides writhing and twisting into knots. What you do to me. Quiet. I didn't want to do that. So much of your appeal lies with the way you move. Your charming little expressions. I hate to have to paralyze you, but you just can't listen to me. Such a shame. Oh well. I'll have plenty of times to see all of your beautiful emotions. All of your lovely expressions. I'll make your face twist in all kinds of ways, my love. I wonder, do you even recognize me? It's dark in this room, and I've changed since the last time we met. Oh, so you do? That's good. I would have been so upset if you didn't remember me. If you didn't remember what you did. I just wanted us to be together. Don't you know? I was your biggest fan. Your only true fan. All the others were so shallow. I was the only one who truly loved you. I was going to live with you, and we were going to be so happy. But when you found me in your house, what did you do? Did you welcome me? Did you kiss me and tell me you loved me? No. You were so short-sighted and stupid. You had me arrested instead. You pushed me to this. I knew if I wanted to have you, I had to get creative I had to become powerful. And so, I found the power that I needed. As it turns out, if you just know where to look, you can find all sorts of dark, mysterious creatures. And I tracked down the most powerful one of them all. A vampire. She helped me. Made me like her. Now, there's nothing you can do to stop me from making you mine. I have so many useful powers now. Paralysis, hypnosis, entering locked rooms. It's almost a shame that this went so smoothly. Most of it went to waste. And I don't like to admit this, but I do enjoy the chase. But every chase has to end sometime. Time for me to settle down with my one and only beloved. Of course, I can't stay here. I loved the idea of publicly announcing our marriage before and living in your mansion with you. I would have loved rubbing it in all your other fans' faces. But I know now that the world would never accept our love. Especially now that I am the way I am. They'd try to take you away from me. I'd gladly kill anyone who tried, but I'd rather spend my time with you, not fighting an endless battle. So, we're going to have to slip away into the night together. Everyone will always wonder what happens to their favorite star, never knowing that you're living in married bliss with your one true love. It's a real shame we can't share a love with the world. Perhaps we wouldn't have to, if only you wouldn't misbehave. I just can't trust you to stay by my side, you naughty thing. If you weren't paralyzed right now, you'd be screaming and crying and doing all sorts of things that you're not supposed to do. Why does it have to be this way? Why can't you just be good to me? I love you so, so much. I don't deserve the pain you caused me. I had to become undead because you just wouldn't accept me for who I am, for who I was. I can never feel the sunlight on my skin ever again. I'd do it again if I had to, but oh, I wish I wouldn't have had to at all. I'm afraid that I've spoiled you for far too long. I tried to be gentle and loving, but you always ignored every token of love that I've ever sent you. And when we finally met face to face, you chased me away. The only answer now is to punish you. If I spoil you anymore, you'll never behave for me. Even though your face is frozen, somehow I can feel the panic behind those eyes. It doesn't make me happy to do this. I never wanted to bring you pain. But, well, maybe I do.
A little bit.
I remember the first time I saw a video of your performance. You were playing a tragic role. And the expression of pain you wore was so perfect. So heart-wrenching and wonderful. It made me wonder what you really looked like when you were in pain. I just can't decide. Am I happy to hurt you? Sad? I can't even tell. Well, regardless of how I feel about it, this has to happen. You've brought this onto yourself. Another perk of being a vampire are these long, beautiful, razor-sharp nails. I think they do well for your punishment. Shh. Don't worry. I won't damage your lovely face. I want that to always stay perfectly pristine. I'll try the back of your hand instead. It can be a reminder of what happens when you misbehave. At least until it heals. I wasn't expecting that. But then, maybe I should have. I'm a vampire after all. So, of course your blood should smell incredible. How amazing. It's the most mouth-watering scent I could ever imagine. Amazing. I should try it the traditional way. From the neck. No, I mustn't. All part of the plan. If I were to drink from you, you'd become a vampire too. Maybe someday we can share this wondrous power equally. But I can't trust you with that yet. You might just run away. For now, I have to treat you like a pet, not an equal. But, of course, I don't want to leave you mortal either. I'd hate to see your perfect face spoiled by old age. So, I'm going to preserve it forever. Shh. Just a small little ritual that my new vampire friend taught me. I'll have to relax the paralysis a little bit so you can participate. But don't do anything naughty. Okay. just a little bit of mine. Mix it together. Now, we each drink. It's only a few drops. So just lick it up. We just finished with your punishment. Bad, bad. You should be listening to me. I'm your owner now, and you have to do as I say. Your punishment will be even worse next time if you don't. It's too bad that I have to be so mean to you to make you obey. I hope I can train that out of you. Now, drink. Yes, it's working. I can feel it. You're becoming a ghoul, my love. Like a lesser vampire, I think she said. You get immortality and great strength, but you won't be as strong as me, so you can't overpower or outrun me. But it wouldn't matter even if you could, because we're bound together now. We were always bound, really, but now our connection is so much deeper. Now, you have to obey my every command. You don't have a choice anymore. Watch.
Stand.
Good.
Kneel before me, like a good pet.
And now?
Stand and kiss me.
Finally. I'm so glad this is finally happening. But listen, you still have to do your best to be good.
I don't want you saying or doing anything naughty when you're not carrying out an order. Understand?
Perfect. Well, there's no reason to stand here any longer then. It won't be that long until sunrise, and we have a lot of ground to cover to reach your new home. Follow me, my love. We're off to our new love nest, where we can spend the rest of eternity.